is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Tomorrow's the deadline for former President Donald Trump to secure a bond or risk enforcement of a nearly $500 million judgment imposed on him for corporate fraud in New York. ABC's Eric Katursky in New York has more on what will happen if the former president cannot come up with the money.
The attorney general is not going to immediately shut the doors and change the locks on any of Trump's buildings. More likely, she could wait for an appeals court to decide whether Trump deserves any kind of a reprieve that he's seeking. Or she could ask creditors to start identifying Trump's accounts, try to freeze them, and file property liens. We will see tomorrow.
The White House continues to push back on Russia's claims that the attackers who killed at least 133 people in a concert hall Friday had links to Ukraine. The U.S. said ISIS bears sole responsibility. And Kensington Palace released a statement thanking the world for its support after Kate, the Princess of Wales, announced she's being treated for cancer. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin is getting some help from Washington to connect rural communities to high-speed internet. Mike Mohn has more.
Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission say Wisconsin's blueprint for digital equity has been accepted by the National Telecommunications and Information Administration. That means the state is eligible for up to $30 million to implement its approach over the next 5 years. Martha Cranley, State Director for AARP Wisconsin, calls it a robust plan, noting that older populations continue to face challenges in being connected to the digital world.
We know that at least 15% of people 50 plus in Wisconsin are not connected, either because the wires simply don't come to their house, or they don't have a device, or they don't know how to use it.
Cranley says the lack of connection is especially concerning in rural areas across northern Wisconsin, where aging communities have limited resources. Stakeholders also note an infusion of new aid is helpful with the federal government's Affordable Connectivity Program, which provides discounts on monthly internet bills for eligible households in danger of running out of money. Cranley says the state's plan came together following extensive public outreach, in which her organization helped convey the need for improved internet access for those 50 and older.
They certainly heard from older people about how important this is to connect to their doctor and to connect to government services and, frankly, find employment.
Overall, Governor Evers says the plan's federal approval means more than 410,000 homes and businesses will be better positioned to be connected to new or improved high-speed internet service. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Bucks host the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A special night tonight at the Bucks game in Milwaukee, the Women's Empowerment Game, honoring career women in the workplace, Brooke Lopez.
You know, I'm proud to be a part of the Women's Empowerment Game. It's fantastic to see the NBA push such an important holiday, support it. You know, I have two nieces myself. They love sports, love coming to my games, watching me, you know, and I wanted to be like my older brothers. They want to be like me as well. They play basketball, play sports, you know. To show little girls that there's a chance for them to be pro basketball players or be sideline reporters, you know, be whatever it is to be around the sport of basketball that they love, that's really cool, you know. And I've been with through my whole career, you know, see where they are now. Katie George, you know, Sarah Kustak, all those people, you know, doing great things. So proud of you guys. And you guys are showing these little girls how it's supposed to be done.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. From Five Star Forum, I'm Mike Clemens.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, our friends at Motherhood for Good on the importance of voting in your local school board races and right-wing takeover attempts.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A wintry mix of some snow, sleet, and then eventually some rain mixing in with highs in the upper 30s. Any kind of snow and sleet accumulation today will be 1 to 3 inches perhaps, and a southeast wind will be quite gusty. The wintry mix continues tonight. It's 30 at our studios.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Matt Nair on air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Soaring from high above on Alaska and French Island, this is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490.
AM 1400 WRJN.
The music of the stars is on the air. Civic Media Radio Network. Happy spring, everybody. Yeah, right. Toronto High Noon Central and worldwide at civicmedia.us.
Thank you.
Jimmy Dodd wrote that. He's a classic himself. I'll tell you more about Jimmy, some of his great song. The music of the star. Big band. Go ahead and sing along.
Favorite thoughts, the words of a great man, Etienne de Grillet. Listen, I expect to pass through life but once. If, therefore, there be any kindness I can show, or any good thing I can do, to any fellow being, let me do it now and not defer or neglect it, as I shall not pass this way again. And now I'll be going my way.
To think about the do's and don'ts is sometimes hard to do.
Jimmy Dodd is quite a guy. He lied to get into the Disney organization. He told Walt he was a lot younger. But everybody liked Jimmy Dodd. More on him in a bit. It's the music of the stars and Tony.
Oh, the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. The good life. Let you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, for you can't take the chance. So please be honest with yourself. Try to fake romance.
life, to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone.
Jimmy Dodd. Kind of a rare thing, really, on Clark. Unknown label.
I see that big black locomotive as it comes around the bend. I don't know where it's going, but all right, it's to the end. Well, I ain't got no money, not a place to call my own. Just miles and miles of railroad track between me and home. Freight train. Train whistle to pacify my worried mind. I see the morning sunrise on the rail, smoke coming from the stack. That lonesome freight train whistle seems to tell me don't look back. Those wheels that seem to tell me, son, you left no friends behind. Just miles and miles of railroad track and a very worried mind. Freight train coming on down the line. It takes a freight train whistle to pacify my worried mind. Trains have been my life, they'll be the death of me. I'm satisfied, I've rode them all from Maine to Tennessee. From north to south, from east to west, the rails have been my home. Just miles and miles of a railroad track and a freight train moving on. Freight train moving on down the line. It takes a freight train whistle to pass by my worried mind. It takes a freight train whistle to pass by my worried mind.
Jimmy Dodd trying real hard to sound like Pat Buttram. Here's Jimmy. Come on, everybody sing along, you know.
Encyclopedia. Encyclopedia. If you want to know the answers, here's the way.
Just look inside this book and you will see
everything from A to down to Z. In the Encyclopedia, E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-D-I-A.
Will a frozen cow give ice cream? What a way to sound radio.
Well, let me say that if you really want to know,
see the Encyclopedia, E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-D-I-A. Encyclopedia, if you want to know the answers, here is the way.
Just look inside this book and you will see
Encyclopedia. If you want to know the answers, here is the way.
Just look inside this book and you will see
everything from A to Z.
Cyclopedia is the mellow moon made of cheese. Why do people bless those who sneeze?
Achoo!
Bless you.
All around the world, who is who?
Take a tip from me. Here's all you have to do.
See the Encyclopedia. E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-D-I-A.
Inside this book and you'll see
everything from A clear down to Z in the Encyclopedia.
E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-D-I-A.
Guest is one of my good friends. We play tennis together all the time. Great performer. And he and his wife, Edie Gourmet, will be at the Hilton Hotel in Las Vegas May 29th, which is just a few days hence. Well, not many more days hence. Today is what?
25th.
Thank you, Bob. Happy birthday again, Bob.
It's an odd day.
Yeah. So you people, I know, will rush right up there. They're at the Hilton Hotel in Las Vegas May 29th through the June 11th. June 19th and 20th, they're going to be performing at the Mormon Tabernacle. Yes, they're going to do a concert with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. What? And an orchestra. And they're going to do a Gershwin concert.
A Utah Symphony.
Well, that's a place for them in the Tabernacle, and because that way they don't have to travel too far. And that's all the time we have tonight. Could you welcome Mr. Steve Lawrence?
I know what it's like to perform through pain. If you're like me, one of the millions suffering from pain caused by migraine,
for once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once, I'm afraid I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. Once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew someone warm like you would make my dreams come true. For once in my life I won't let sorrow hurt me, laugh like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me, I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. Sorrow hurt me like it hurt me before.
once again, Steve Lawrence with Nelson Riddle. The music of the stars.
In the still of the night, as I gaze from my window, without number, darling, when I sigh to you, do you love me? As I love you, are you my life to be?
Making a star tonight.
This is crazy time.
Oh, yes. How are you?
I'm fine.
You're looking well.
You're looking well, too.
Yes, I feel well. You look good.
Thank you, sir.
Got over last night?
Yes.
I understand you two were out together.
Oh,
you?
Yes. Party last night?
Yes, Ed and I were out last night. Well, with our wives, yes. It got a little late.
It was late and funny. It was a good night.
Oh, we went to the track yesterday afternoon.
Well, did he behave himself?
Oh, yes. Ed is always a perfect gentleman. I've always known Ed in all the years that I've known Ed McMahon. Every everything you've wanted to know about Ed McMahon. He's always been a perfect gentleman.
So he went to the track?
Yes, Edie and I went to the track with Ginny and Bob Newhart and Dolly and Dick Martin and McMahon's and Abbey Lane. It was a big party in Abbey Lane. We all met afterwards for dinner. Edie is a very big horse lady.
Yeah.
She's involved with... That didn't come out right.
It doesn't seem to make any difference at all what you say tonight. Somebody's going to make something out of it. Yeah.
But Edie was involved in a syndicate that owned horses. Not a syndicate. Syndicate. I mean, a
more gourmet.
Hello, Edie.
Hi.
You don't mean she was involved with it again?
No, I mean a group of people syndicate, like Howard Koch, the producer, and Walter Matthau.
And they buy a horse.
Yes, and they got together and they bought a horse. And I went out to Hollywood Park to watch her horse run. And
did he run all right?
He came out of the gate.
Good, good. He was good. Supposed to do that. Good. Sounds like a winner to me. Came out of the gate.
Yeah, but, I mean, they said, they're off, except one right now. The horse came out of the gate, and he was five lengths ahead. And he stayed out five lengths ahead, and he won the race by five lengths. It was absolutely sensational. And I was really excited about this whole thing. I started to get visions about...
Five lengths?
Yes, it was the horse's first race, too. His name was Doc Simon, named after the rider, Doc Simon. And he won the race by five lengths. I got very excited, because I'm not really into horses.
Yeah.
But I saw this horse's first race, and he wins by five lengths. I figured, we got it made. We'll put the horse out and stud him for $15,000, $20,000 a throw.
But you got to win more than one race to go to stud.
Well, I didn't know that, but I got real excited about it. I said, hey, this is going to be sensational. Edie will put him out to stud, $15,000 a throw. And she says, we can't do that. I said, why? She said, well, the horse is a gelding. I didn't know what that was. Do you know what
of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. 20-plus stations, and the music of the stars is on now, all the way to high noon central, but also available on podcast, Yeah, that's on civicmedia.us. Red Sylvine.
The highways that wind and wander over mountains and valleys and deserts and plains. I guess I've drove about all of them. 'Cause for the past 25 years now, the cab of a truck has been my home. And it'd be kind of hard for me to settle down and not be on the go. Well, I remember the first truck I drove. I was so proud, I could hardly wait to get home to show my wife and little boy. And my little boy was so excited, like when he saw his first snow. He wasn't old enough to say too many words. He just kept a hollering, "Giddy up, go, Daddy, giddy up, go." So that's what I named the old truck, Giddy Up, Go. Oh, things wasn't too bad. Of course, I was gone an awful lot. And then after about 6 years of being in and out, I got home one day and found my wife and little boy gone. And I couldn't find out what happened. Nobody seemed to know. So from that day on, just been me and old Giddy Up Go. Oh, I've made a lot of friends at all the truck stops, and some of them would kid me about my little sign. Of course, they knew where I'd got the name. Of course, I told them about that little boy of mine, and how his first word about the truck was Giddy Up Go. Well, today I was barreling down old 66 when up beside me pulled a brand new diesel rig, both stacks blowing black coal. And as he pulled around and back in front of me, a big lump came in my throat, and my eyes watered like I had a bad old cold. A little sign on the back of the truck that read, Giddy Up Go. Well, I pushed old Giddy Up and stayed right on him till the next truck stop where he'd pulled up. And I waited till he went in and I offered to buy him a cup. Well, we got to talking shop and I said, how'd you come by the name on your truck, Giddy Up Go? Well, he said, I got it from my pop. Dad used to drive a truck. That's what Mom talked about a lot. You see, I lost Mom when I was just past 16, and I lost all track of Pop. Mom said he got the name from me. Well, I shook his hand and told him I had something I wanted him to see. And I took him out to the old truck and brushed off some of the dirt so the name would show. And his eyes got big and bright as he read, Giddy Up Go. Oh, we had a lot of things to talk about, and buddy, I felt like a king. And now we've just pulled back on old 66, and he handled that rig better than any gear jammer that I'd ever seen. Well, now the lines on the highway have got a much brighter glow as we go roaring down the road, and me staring at little sign that reads, Giddy Up Go.
Spike Jones and his orchestra, they were a crazy bunch.
Beautiful day for the race. Stoogetown is the favorite today. Assault is in there. Dog Biscuit is 3-1. Safety Pin has been scratched. And at 20-1, Beetlebomb.
Beetlebomb.
Now the horses are approaching the starting gate, and there they go! And it's Stoogetown going to the front. Cabbage is second on the rail. Beautiful Linda is third by a length. And Beetlebomb. Around the first turn, Stoogetown is still in front. Cabbage is second by a head.
Cabbage by a head!
Beautiful Linda is third. And Beetlebomb. Into the back stretch, Dog Biscuit is now leading the pack. Lady Evelyn is second, very close. Banana is coming up through the bunch.
Banana coming up through the bunch!
And Beetlebomb. At the half, Stoogetown still out in front. Apartment House is second with plenty of room. Assault is passing Battery.
Assault and Battery!
Notary Sojak is fourth. And in last place by 10 lengths, I believe it is. Yes, it is Beetlebomb. Around the turn, heading for home. It's Stoogetown and Dog Biscuit and Girdle in the stretch. Flying Sylvester is third. And Mother-in-Law nagging in the rear.
Oh, oh, oh.
out. And now they come down to the wire, and it's number one, and now number two, and it's very close, it'll either be a photo finish or an oil painting. And now Lewis leads with a left, and Lewis is in there slugging, and it's a battle, and now they're tearing hair. There's hair all over the ring, there's hair all over the place. I don't know whose hair it is. It's mine. And there goes the winner!
Spike Jones. For the 633 Squadron. That's quite a theme, and all it needs is lyrics. There aren't any. The music of the stars. I like the music of Elmer Bernstein. I guess most people do, even though they may not identify that song with him. One of my favorite movies. Love with the Proper Stranger. Steve McQueen. Off in a Musicians Union Hall. When Steve McQueen finds out well, I'll let you watch the movie.
I heard the bells and the banjos ring. If to certain eyes with the look of danger smile the welcome warm as spring, if the tom-tom in my heart sounded out a warning, don't let her
in Brooklyn this summer. I'm the mountain, right? What was it dancing about? What do you mean I don't know?
It doesn't matter. My name's Angela. Can I talk to you a minute? I'm on my lunch hour. I've only got a minute.
Sure.
I'm going to have a baby.
Congratulations.
Don't worry. I'm not going to cause you any trouble. All I want from you is a doctor. An address, you know?
No, wait. Look, you just don't walk in a place like this and,
Oh, forget it.
Music of the Stars. That's a great picture. Love with the Proper Stranger, 1963. And for some reason, it's...
Thank you very much.
Not well known.
You've been so very kind. I'd like to do something for you now. I'd like to have someone join me on this next song. Someone who I'm sure needs no introduction.
Natalie Cole.
Because the first word says it all.
Unforgettable. That's what you are. Things to me never before has someone been more
unforgettable in every way.
And forever.
This is the Music of the Stars. We're on from 7 till high noon every Sunday on most of these Civic Media radio stations. I'm Lou Regani, your host. We'll be on podcast at civicmedia.us.
Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.